Hello. I'm not wanting my daughter to learn that she needs to please everybody, and of course she's quite a pleaser. So I'm working my way out of that pattern, and just need a little bit of divine guidance on that.
Well, it's tricky, isn't it? Because Esther looks at Kate. Kate's three, granddaughter Kate, who Esther deems to be the perfect being. She's beautiful and sweet and always nice to be with. And Esther notices that one of the reasons that she's nice to be with is because her mother has asked her to be nice to be with and expects her to be that and does whatever she does when Esther's not there so that when Esther's with Kate, Kate's nice to be with. And then sometimes Esther will see other children under other situations not so nice to be with. And she'll think, my life would be better if you were nicer to be with. Esther will look at Kate and feel her heart opening and immediate love. In other words, it's so easy to feel good when Esther looks at Kate. And then Esther's a little annoyed at the rest of you that you're not so easy to love. She thinks that you should all be more like Kate so that she would not have to do anything with her mind. She could just observe and feel good like she does with Kate. But then she thinks, I am not wanting Kate to take my happiness as her responsibility. One day, not long ago, Kate came to get in bed with Mom and Dad. She went to bed in her bed, but woke up in the night and went to the bathroom and then crawled in with Mom and Dad. And so when they asked her to go back to her own bed, she really preferred staying there with them. And so Mother said, you know, Grandma would be very sad if she knew that you were not sleeping in the beautiful bed that she bought for you. And Kate thought about it and said, Grandma's never sad. And when Esther heard the story, she said, those words are music to my ears because I do not want Kate to ever feel that my happiness is dependent upon her behavior. In other words, what a wonderful thing when you let those little ones know that the way you feel is independent of what they do. Now you are freeing them to their own guidance. But if their behavior has effects on your attitude, then you train them to respond to your behavior, to your personality, to your mood, which begins right away teaching them something outside of their own guidance system, and they lose track of their vibrational relativity, and now their journeys are no longer quantifiable. When someone is able to stay in touch with the way they feel, they can tell whether this doctor or no doctor is the best choice. They can feel whether this is the best food or this is the best food or that's the best choice or that's the best thought. In other words, when these little ones are allowed the flexibility of following their own bliss, and we promise you all of them will move toward bliss if you will allow it, you do a very good service to them. So now what do you do as a parent? How do you allow your children to follow their bliss? Well, first of all, you have to allow them the experience of noticing the difference in the way they feel. In other words, in order for there to be any guidance, there have to be more than one point of vibrational relativity, yes? Mm-hmm. Don't you know most clearly what you do want when you're looking at what you don't want and other way around? And so trust the universe and trust the process and trust your child's guidance system and trust that, like everyone, that they will be inspired to desire, and then just do your best to live and teach through the clarity of your own example. And by that we mean, when you don't feel so good, say to them, I'm not feeling good. Excuse me for a little bit. I'm going to go off and make a list of things that make me feel happy. I'm going to bring myself through what I think about back into feeling good. And if your little ones say, what do you mean? How are you going to do that? Say, well, I'm just going to think about things that make me feel good. Like, and then read part of your list to them. Let them know that you're actively working to fork in the direction of what feels good. Show them that you could go this way or this way, but that you try to go this way. Demonstrate that. Show them that you have the ability to line up with what feels good. And demonstrate. Let them know that you are holding them not responsible one bit for the way you feel. Never say to your child, you are making me mad or you are making me sad. Say to them, I'm sad and I'm going to do something about it. And the earlier you demonstrate that for them, the surer they will hold to what they naturally know, you see. The only freedom that exists in all of the universe, and it is everything, is in the knowledge that I create my own reality and that I can feel the way I choose to feel. Because the only thing that anyone fears is that something will happen that will take their good feeling away. Isn't that what is inherent in all negative emotion? Isn't that really the best description of fear that you've ever heard? It is the belief that something will happen that will make me feel bad that I can't control. And when you know and demonstrate that you can always feel the way you choose to feel, now everyone's off the hook and you are for the first time utterly free. You now don't need to control any conditions or any circumstances because you know no matter what happens, you can fork yourself back around to vibrational alignment with who you are. And as you do that, your life will be bright and shiny. And there is nothing better that you can give to those you love, whether you know them or not, whether they are dear children or strangers. Teach through the clarity of your example. Hold no one responsible for the way you feel. Does life need to be perfect in order for it to be fun? Or can life be fun even when you have to take your coat off and roll your sleeve up to flush the toilet over and over and over? In other words, who gets to decide that? And so as parents, often you hold your children to unfair standards. You hold them to standards that they cannot possibly, not for a minute, live up to. And then you frown if they don't live up to them and they grow up and get psoriasis. Good.